Hallo.
Frag sie mehr.
Out. I'm gonna mute again.
And I'm starting at the last paragraph on page 9 of the handout, Vayelech Moshe. After this, the completion from the source, which takes another 7 days, until the 14th of Adar, for each thing that comes to completion from potential to effect needs 7 days, as is known. Thus, the holiday of Purim falls on the 14th of Adar, after the completion of the 7 days, which is a clear recognition that all this world is a joke. And this recognition is the level of Moshe, our teacher. May he rest in peace. For he truly separated from all aspects of this world. And this is the reason why we fast on the Tanit of Esther, which is on the 13th day. For after this fast is Purim, where one is required to get intoxicated, which is the level of King Shlomo. May he rest in peace. Of whom it says, I ventured to stimulate my body with wine, my heart, for that is what his mother chastised him for. Also the level of Delo Yada, until one does not know the meaning, one's lack of the level of dot, of knowledge of Moshe, our teacher. May he rest in peace. For the level of King Shlomo, may he rest in peace, is to cling to Hashem. Page 10. Blessed is he, even without knowledge and wisdom, and to engage in doing both mitzvot and good deeds. For all Shlomo's wisdom were achieved in a dream, which was the time that his consciousness was removed completely. This is a commentary by the redactor of this document. What does this mean for us in Adar? Mamash. For the first 7 days of Adar, we are stuck in the world of Sheker, related to the letter Kuf, which is assigned by the Sefer Yetzirah to this month. The Kuf, which also means monkey, represents not the real thing, for it is the single foot on which Sheker, falsity, stands. Both the shin and the resh of Sheker rest on one foot. On the 7th of Adar, which is both Moshe's birthday and the death date, this begins 7 days of building our dots, our awareness that, yes, there can be truth in this world of lies and deception and superficiality. On the 13th day, which is the fast of Esther, we recognize that Haman's evil plan was really a supernal joke, far from the truth. Then on Purim, which is the 7th day of our building to the level of Dot of Moshe, our teacher, may he rest in peace, we complete this cycle and access and the level of Dot of Moshe, our teacher, may he rest in peace. In peace, who access the truth without conscious knowledge. At this high madrega, at this high level, we see, so to say, the world through supernal eyes, and it can even mistakenly bless the soul spark of Haman, the wicked. Kehot Humash Shemot. They believed in Hashem and in his servant Moshe. A statement that comes from the Parsha of Beshalach after the splitting of the sea. I'm warning you all now that I'm not going to be speaking much longer. Only because of the drain that I'm feeling. It is not your fault. I tried to take a nap this afternoon and wasn't successful.
The same thing happened to me, and I've been awake since 2 this morning. So you're not by yourself.
Well, you and I have a big connection, Hannah, as I'm sure you know. So I was also awakened at 2 and have been up since then. So let us finish the next section and we'll see what we're feeling. Maybe I can energize myself.
Okay.
The Midrash deduces from this verse that belief in Moshe is an integral component of belief in Hashem, and that conversely, doubting his credibility is a breach in one's belief in Hashem. Now let's think about that. This is a commentary. First off, it isn't belief. We know if we use the word belief, we have doubts. But initially, belief is a first step. So what does it mean to believe in Moshe? Are we saying that Moshe should become an idol? God forbid. What we're saying is to arrive at a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, we first must get out of the emotions, out of the level of the shin, and grow to the level of the mem. Remember Moshe's name, Mem He Shin. Moshe. If we translate the letters only, one by one, Mem as the preceding letter, the first letter of a Hebrew word, it means from the, or it means from. The second letter, Hey, is the definite article. So we're at, the phrase right now is from the. Now, what is the meaning of shin? Well, we've discussed it earlier tonight. Shin is fire. Shin is passion. From the passion. To believe in Moshe, you have to understand your own emotions. And to grow past that level of emotions, to get to the upper three, the Gimel Rishonot, the upper three, get to the intellectual level, not by leaving your emotions behind, but by elevating your emotions to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we elevate the emotions? By acknowledging them and controlling them. And I could go on talking on that subject for quite an extensive time, as I'm sure you understand from my teachings. I'm now going to return and continue to read. Here we find reference to the concept of a Rebbe, a leader, the belief in whose existence is in some way on a par with our belief in Hashem, and the imperative to identify him. The Zohar states that Hashem provides every generation with a preeminently righteous individual who is an extension of Moshe. This Moshe, just as the original Moshe, serves as a link between his generation and Hashem. Faith in this extraordinary person fortifies our faith in Hashem, and commitment to his guidance deepens our commitment to Hashem. In addition to being a channel through which we can reach Hashem, Moshe is also the channel through which Hashem's blessings reach us. As it is stated in the Talmud, one who has an ailing person in his home should go to a sage and ask him to pray for him. The sage's prayers can accomplish for someone ailing physically or spiritually what our own prayers cannot. The sage is our connection with Hashem in both directions. What is the meaning of both directions? Letting Hashem know our desires. Not that he needs to be told about them, but it's good for us to tell him, because by verbalizing our desires, we learn what our desires are. And by receiving, the other direction is to receiving the Shefa, the goodness of Hashem. Continuing to read. Belief in the power of the Moshe of the generation does not contradict the fundamental teachings of the Torah that there are no intermediaries between Hashem and man. For in order to qualify for this role, the sage must be like Moshe, devoid of ego and completely transparent, the humblest man on earth, as opposed to a bridge which connects two banks of a river. The connection he provides to Hashem should be visualized as a knot, which simply serves to tie two pieces of string together, while a bridge is a third entity imposed between the two banks. The knot is nothing in and of itself. It is simply the connecting, joining the two pieces of string. Think about what we've just said. Do you see a channel from Hashem? Do you see a channel that helps you connect to Hashem as what it is? A bridge connecting two separate things? Or do you see it as a knot that unifies both in their diversity? Page 11. This year, which is 5770, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, the Tikkun begins Motzei Shabbat, Today it begins Wednesday night. This means that unlike other years, we cannot say a redui, a confession before our learning, unless we begin to learn after the halakhic midnight. For chatzot, midnight, a translation of this confession appears at the end of this section. Here is how the learning for Saturday night and Sunday morning is set. We light a yahrzeit candle concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, so let's do that now. If you don't have a yahrzeit candle, light a virtual one. If you need to have a physical virtual one, you can always go to the daily Zohar and his list of tzaddikim and light a temporary candle. So we light a yahrzeit candle for Moshe Rabbeinu, and we can then begin with the Mishnah Avot from the Talmud. Then we read through most of the Agadot in the Gemara concerning Moshe Rabbeinu. Since I'm not going to do the Vidui, I'm also going to stop here. Just jump to a page at random. On page 60, the purpose of which is the Zohar sections. Page 60. You got thrown off.
What page? Yes. What page are you on? Are you still on 11?
No, I'm sorry. I jumped to 60.
60. Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute again.
It starts out the Holy Zohar. And it tells you there's a meditation to utilize Hashem's name spelled out with Aleph. And he is quoting the Socino Zohar because at the time he wrote this, he was not really reading the Aramaic, so he was utilizing the translation from the Socino. And for the Socino Zohar has been around for about 70 years, but it is not complete like the Kabbalah centers. So this is Hakdama 6. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, this verse, he said, has been well explained in addition to its literal meaning to signify high mysteries of the Torah. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of God, the son of the knowing God, contains an allusion to wisdom and is a symbolic appellation which influences the bearer. The son of a living man indicates the tzaddik, the life of the universe, mighty of deeds, signifies the master of all actions and of all celestial hosts. Since all proceed from him, he is the Hashem host, the insignia of all his hosts, yet distinguished and exalted above all. He is the mighty of it, the mighty of deeds from Kadzeel, as if to say, that great man and most mighty tree, from what place comes it, and what grade does it issue? From Kabzeel, the gathering of Hashem. From what? From the highest and hidden grade, where no eye has ever seen. A grade which contains the whole, and which the forces of the supernal light, and from which everything issues. That light is the sacred and hidden temple, the Hekal, wherein is concentrated that divine essence, from which all the worlds draw sustenance, and all divine hosts are nourished, and so subsist. He killed the strong lion of Moab is a reference to the two temples that existed for his sake and drew their strength from him, namely the first temple and the second temple. The next verse reads, and he killed an Egyptian, a man of good appearance, etc. The mystical meaning of this verse is that every time Israel sins, God leaves them and withholds from them all the blessings and all the lights which illuminated them. He killed an Egyptian. This signifies the light of Israel's great luminary, namely Moshe, who is called an Egyptian, as it is written. And they said, an Egyptian delivered us. For there he was born, there he was brought up, and there he was insured the higher light. A man of good appearance, Mareh is the Hebrew, also signifies Moshe, of whom it is written, Umareh, by clear appearance, and not in dark speeches. So too, man, as he is called, the man of God, the husband, as it were, of the divine glory, leading it he would upon the earth. A privilege no other man has ever enjoyed. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, the divine rod that was delivered into his hand, as we read, with the rod of God in my hand, which is the same rod that was created in the twilight of the eve of Shabbat, and on which there was engraven the divine name in sacred letters. If you follow the bottom of page 60 in the Hebrew words that are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Makod no teritzon. Aleph he yud he plus Yud he vav he. Elohim, 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 Elohim. Then comes Moshe. Meheshi, 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 Meheshi. I'm going to call the class because my eyes are closing as I'm speaking. Does anybody have any questions? Please continue reading. You're going to find the material very enlightening.
I wasn't able to get on the computer. Can you read me on that so I can follow up with it now?
You want to know where the handout is on the computer?
Yes.
It's on the Unique Astrological Times link.
Unique Astrological Times, okay.
And then scroll down to the after Rosh Chodesh Adar. There's a section, I think it's titled Preparation for the Spring and Summer Holidays.
Okay.
There's a link in there that says the Zion Adar, the 7th of Adar. And that link will open up to the handout.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
No, thank you.
I bid you all shalom and Chag Sameach, a happy day.
Chag Sameach.
Okay.
Chag Sameach. Shalom.
Sameach.
Shalom.
Chag Sameach. Shalom.